This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. For this week's Friday Conversation, we're going to spotlight a crusade, one man's quest to repair a gaping hole in the fabric that links us as Americans. Van Newkirk II is the man on a mission, and his thesis, spelled out in a headline in The Atlantic, is America needs y'all. That's y'all, as in Y apostrophe A-L-L. Van Newkirk, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks for having me.
So, why y'all?
Well, I am a Carolinian, and as a proud Carolinian, it's been part of my language and my vernacular for as long as I can remember. I remember being there's this sort of discrepancy between school and my real life as to what I could say and what I couldn't, and y'all was sort of on the boundary there.
Now, your argument is that the English language doesn't really have a second person plural pronoun. The only official option is you, and as you write, you is a sorry excuse for a plural pronoun. Strong language, sir.
Well, I believe strongly about this. So I think you. How does one determine if I'm speaking to you individually or you as a group? If I walk into a room of people and say, you need to do something, you need to leave, how does everyone know who you is? I think it's very unspecific and strange that it's been kept this way for so long.
But couldn't you argue we've got plenty of options other than y'all? I mean, there's you all, there's parts of the country where it's you guys or yous or youins. In Pittsburgh, there's yins. You want to get rid of all that linguistic diversity?
Well, I don't want to get rid of anything. I think what I'm arguing for is making y'all official part of standard English. So we have in slang, you guys, which is really taken off as the main alternative. And I think you guys, as I argue in the article, you guys is sort of a bad, it's even worse than just using you, because there's a lot of people in the conversation who may not be guys. So if you're speaking to a group of women, would you really say you guys or a group that includes women? And I think as we become more and more considerate about the words we use, I think y'all really fills that role. Now, I did get a lot of feedback from people in the Ohio River Valley, in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, who were really passionate about yous and yins. And my argument for y'all, number one, I'm a Carolinian, but also, you know, it's sort of the largest regional equivalent.
You didn't even tackle one of the toughest problems, the possessive form of y'all. I'm from the western part of Maryland, where Baltimore meets Appalachia, and we grew up saying you all, and the possessive was your alls. Where do you stand on the possessive?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. So your alls, I've never heard that one, actually. And I think, so at least in North Carolina, the possessive of y'all is y'alls. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that it's elsewhere it's alls y'alls or all y'alls. And that's a really difficult one because, you know, I have no idea where those two S's go or where the one S goes in terms of y'all. So how does, you know, I think this is the next debate, is where the possessive comes from, where the universal plural happens, if it's all y'all or just y'all again. And that's a whole can of worms.
Van Newkirk II, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.